This is NPR.
Thanks, guys. Good morning again. The state of the American economy seems to be on everyone's mind. Federal Reserve Chairman Ben Bernanke gave a speech Thursday about the subprime mortgage mess and ended up taking questions about the wider picture. NPR's John Itzde has the rest.
Bernanke didn't use the R word in his carefully crafted address, but afterwards he took some questions. And one audience member asked exactly what was on everyone's mind.
I'm curious, how do you feel personally? Are you worried about a possible recession this year?
Let me tell you a story.
Bernanke went on to describe working at the National Bureau of Economic Research, the official arbiter of recessions, lamenting how difficult it is to know when they begin and end. But then he decided to give a more straightforward response.
The Federal Reserve is not currently forecasting a recession. We are forecasting slow growth. But we, as I mentioned today, there are downside risks, and therefore it's very important for us to stand ready, as I mentioned, to take substantive action to address those risks and provide some insurance against those negative outcomes.
NPR's John Itzde. Wall Street is looking for the Fed to whack half a point off the interest rate at the end of the month and then to keep cutting, maybe all the way to 3%. The idea is to stave off recession by getting you to spend and borrow more. As you heard on the show today, Bank of America has agreed to buy Countrywide Financial for $4 billion in stock. The deal hauls the nation's biggest mortgage lender out of the ditch and makes the nation's largest consumer bank that much bigger. The two sides have been working together for a while. Just 4 months ago, Bank of America floated Countrywide $2 billion as Countrywide struggled through the worst of this summer's mortgage crisis. The economy was also front and center at last night's Republican presidential debate in South Carolina. Candidates called for tax and spending cuts in the debate. Here's the front runner, John McCain.
Stop the spending. As president, I know how to do it. I'll wield a veto pen, and I won't let another pork barrel earmark spending bill cross my desk without vetoing it, and I'll make the authors of it famous.
Voters will get their say about the candidates in the primary slated for January 19th. A report out of Myanmar says pro-democracy leader Aung San Suu Kyi met with the nation's ruling junta today. The Nobel Peace Laureate has been under house arrest for 12 of the past 18 years. Last fall, the government used force to crush protests in Myanmar for greater democracy. Since then, the United Nations has pressed the military leaders to keep talking with Suu Kyi in hopes of bringing about reform. Five-time Olympic medalist Marion Jones is scheduled to be sentenced today in White Plains, New York, for lying under oath about her steroid use and a check fraud scheme. Lawyers for Jones say she should spend no time in prison. They want her to get either probation or, at most, be confined to her home. Prosecutors say anything from probation to 6 months behind bars would be fair. And call off that celestial Big Bang. Scientists watching an asteroid tumbling through space have decided it won't hit Mars after all. Odds of an impact for asteroid 2007 WD5 have dropped to 1 in 10,000. The hunk of gunk would have blasted a half-mile-wide crater in the red planet. That's the news for now. It's always online at npr.org.
This is NPR.
Allison and Bill.